In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Prayer to Christ the King. O Jesus Christ, I acknowledge Thee as universal King. All that has been made has been created for Thee. Exercise all Thy rights over me. I renew my baptismal vows, renouncing Satan, his pomps, and his works, and I promise to live as a good Christian. In particular, do I pledge myself to labor to the best of my ability for the triumph of the rights of God and of Thy Church. Divine Heart of Jesus, to Thee do I proffer my poor services, laboring that all hearts may acknowledge Thy sacred kingship, and that thus the reign of Thy peace be established throughout the whole universe. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. We are looking at My Catholic Faith. We are on Lesson 160, Major and Minor Orders. We have, first of all, an image of the four seasons of the year: spring from March 20th to June 20th, summer from June 21st to September 22nd, autumn from September 23rd to December 21st, winter from December 22nd to March 19th. The caption, and in the center of all that, we see a bishop performing ordinations. And the caption reads, "At the beginning of the four seasons, spring, summer, autumn, and winter, the Ember Days are celebrated to implore God's blessings on the fruits of the earth. Those days are likewise intended as special occasions for praying for the clergy. The Ember Days are the Wednesdays, Fridays, and Saturdays following December 13th, the first Sunday in Lent, Pentecost, and September 14th. Ordinations take place on Ember Saturdays. Ember Days are days of penance, fasting, and abstinence." What are the major orders? The major orders are the subdiaconate, diaconate, and priesthood. The subdiaconate is still a preparation for the sacrament of holy orders and is of ecclesiastical institution. A subdeacon is pledged to perpetual celibacy in the daily recitation of the divine office. The subdeacon presents the water at High Mass, sings the epistle, brings the vessels to the altar, holds the paten during the canon, and gives the kiss of peace to the choir. In practice, today all these are done by a priest. The diaconate is the lowest degree in the sacrament of holy orders. The deacon receives sacramental grace. The deacon assists the priest at Holy Mass, reads or sings the gospel, preaches. At High Mass, he incenses the celebrant and the choir, gives the altar bread, pours wine into the chalice, takes off the pall and puts it on, receives the kiss of peace, etc. Today, the one performing these ceremonies is generally a priest, although during the divine function, he is termed deacon. The priesthood is the second degree in the sacrament of holy orders. The episcopate, which is the highest degree in the sacrament, is the fullness of the priesthood. Thus, priests may be classified into two grades, priests and bishops. Those who, by ordination to the priesthood, have the power to offer holy mass, to administer solemn baptism and extreme unction, but who need jurisdiction for penance and the administration of matrimony, and an indult for confirmation, except when acting as extraordinary ministers, they administer confirmation to those in danger of death from serious illness. Those of the episcopacy possessing the additional power of administering confirmation and holy orders. And we come to another picture showing the steps to the priesthood, and shows young men on each of the steps, from tonsure to porter, lector, exorcist, acolyte, subdeacon, deacon, and priest. And the caption underneath the image reads, "As an introduction to holy orders, a candidate receives the tonsure. The minor orders follow: porter, lector, exorcist, and acolyte. Then come the major orders: subdeacon, deacon, and priest. Finally, at his consecration, a bishop receives the fullness of the priesthood." The ordinations of a deacon and a priest and the consecration of a bishop are only three degrees in a single sacrament, which confers orders for each degree. By means of the sacrament of holy orders, the graces earned by the sacrifice of Christ were to be applied to the faithful of all times. As the Father has sent me, I also send you, for the same ends, to glorify God and lead men to salvation, by the same means, through prayer and teaching, in difficulties and against obstacles, and with the promise of ultimate victory. And I appoint to you a kingdom, even as my Father has appointed to me, that you may eat and drink at my table in my kingdom, and you shall sit upon thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel. From St. Luke chapter 22, verses 29 through 30. What are the minor orders? The minor orders are the lower ranks of the clergy through which aspirants are prepared to receive holy priesthood: porter, lector, exorcist, and acolyte. Minor orders were instituted by the Church in the early days when men of outstanding merit performed certain offices. They are not a sacrament, but only preparatory steps to major orders. For the minor orders, the symbols of office are handed over to the aspirant, with accompanying words constituting the form given to the A. The porter is a key with the right to guard over the church doors. B. Lector, a book with the right to read certain passages of Holy Scripture when ordered by priest or bishop. C. Exorcist, the book of exorcisms with the right to exorcise evil spirits. And D. Acolyte, a candlestick with the right to carry lights and give wine and water at Holy Mass. Minor orders are preceded by the tonsure, a ceremony of cutting part of the hair to denote admission into the holy ministry. By the tonsure, a cleric is incarnated or assigned to the diocese to which he will belong upon his ordination. He may not change to another diocese without the consent of his bishop and the bishop of the diocese to which he wishes to transfer. That concludes our reading there. Do we have any questions or comments?
Your Excellency, what is the significance of the holding the paten during the canon when the subdeacon or the deacon?
The subdeacon.
So he holds the paten, but...
The subdeacon holds the paten. In a mass without the other ministers, the priest would put the paten underneath the corporal, and it would reside there until it was needed to hold the Blessed Sacrament. So instead of placing it under the corporal, the subdeacon would hold it. And out of reverence for the paten, which holds the body of our Lord, the Holy Eucharist.
So at your celebration mass, I noticed that Father Martin, basically he held it up in the air, so that was what he was...
He was functioning as the subdeacon, and so as the subdeacon, it was his duty to hold the paten. And so, yes, he would elevate it to show respect, because the paten is, I guess, a sacred vessel, just like the chalice, just as sacred as the chalice holds the... blood of Christ, so the paten holds the body, so they're two instruments of the same thing. So it's a matter of respect or reverence to the instruments that are used during the Holy Mass.
Okay.
Yeah. And so...
All right, thank you, Rick.
Yeah, the parts of the Mass are, separated out to the different degrees, so that each of the levels of the priesthood has something to do during especially a solemn high mass. Everyone has a place, everyone has a duty, and it, especially in the minor orders, brings the aspirants to the priesthood into the sanctuary to assist and participate in other things. And the subdeacon is right there at that transition into this sacred priesthood, so it's the first of the major orders, and so the subdeacon is given special parts to play in a high mass He sings the epistle, holds the paten, and as we just read there, and then of course the deacon a little bit more, and then the priest is the minister of the sacrament, of the holy sacrifice of the Mass, if you will. But he is assisted by the deacon and the subdeacon. And so they each have their places. And of course, when we don't have a solemn High Mass, the priest himself will handle all those things. And so we see in the High Mass the elaborateness and the place for each of the ministers, the entire clergy, if you will, participating. But when we don't have all of those ministers, then the priest himself does it. When we had many priests, and there would be several priests in each parish, the priest would take turns in being the officiant or the celebrant of the Mass, and then the others would alternate taking the part of the subdeacon or the deacon, so that they could have on a regular basis a solemn High Mass. It's the Novus Ordo, the modernists have done away with all the minor orders, and they've made the deacon, they call it a permanent diaconate now, as opposed to just being a step towards the priesthood. And so now they even have what they call a lay deacon, lay deacons, I guess, that are married and living in the world, but still perform the functions of a deacon at a Mass or whatever it is that they're celebrating. And one of the, I guess, shocking things for the seminarians was that they did away with the minor orders. And a young man goes to the seminary and immediately begins to participate. But I see all of that kind of as a logical consequence to the redefining of the Mass as the celebration or the memorial of the Last Supper, and taking away the whole idea of sacrifice. We don't really need ministers at a table. You have one or two people to serve the meals or serve the food, and that's really all you need. And so it became really unnecessary to have a subdeacon anymore, because you've got lay people there entering the sanctuary. We don't have the clergy anymore. As a matter of fact, I think right after Vatican II, many of the clergy left the priesthood. Many of the seminarians abandoned. Many of the religious in the convents left right after Vatican II. It was like they just opened the doors and chased everybody out or chased everybody away. There was no purpose for them anymore. And so that opened the door to the lay deacons so they could bring those in. And the dignity or the place of the priest was really undermined by Vatican II. And they emphasized, what is it, the priesthood of the faithful, rather than the priest himself being the altar Christus. So we obviously still hold on to those minor orders, and the major orders as the Church practiced before Vatican II, because we reject what is being done, what has been done in the Vatican II Church. Anything else? If there is nothing else, we'll end with the act of resignation to the divine will. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. O Lord my God, I now at this moment readily and willingly accept at thy hand whatever kind of death it may please thee to send me, with all its pains, penalties, and sorrows. Benedictio de omnipotentis, Patris, et Filii, et Spiritus Sancti descendit super vos, et maniat semper. Amen.